From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Greece missed a Tuesday deadline to repay a $1.7 billion bond to the International Monetary Fund. It filed a last-minute request to extend that deadline, but the IMF has not yet approved it. Greece is now poised to miss a series of payments to its other major institutional creditors. John Siropoulos has more from Athens.
Greece has not only missed its IMF payment. As of Wednesday, it also finds itself outside any financial assistance framework with its two other creditors, the European Central Bank and the European Commission. It was meant to have concluded a new financing deal with them last week, but instead walked out of talks and declared a referendum on the spending cuts creditors were demanding. That referendum has so polarized Greeks, the government is considering cancelling it and says it is trying to go back to the negotiating table with a new offer. In the meantime, the Greek economy is dying a slow death. Capital controls on banks are slowing consumer spending and business-to-business transactions. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.
State lawmakers in Maine are regrouping after averting a government shutdown over the state's two-year, $6.7 billion budget. A.J. Higgins has more on the vote yesterday, which overrides a veto by Republican Governor Paul LePage.
The state budget approved by lawmakers has many Republicans in the Maine House feeling frustrated and misled. The $6.7 billion budget cuts income taxes for most Mainers and provides additional money for education. But Republicans say the plan is soft on welfare reform. Still, facing a midnight deadline, House Republican leader Ken Fredette warned that the state could not afford the consequences of going along with the governor's veto.
In my opinion, if we don't have a state budget, I think that we are faced with a state government shutdown.
The budget also seeks to bring more money into the state by increasing taxes that largely fall on tourists, like lodging. For NPR News, I'm A.J. Higgins in Augusta, Maine.
Team USA is headed to the World Cup Soccer Championships after winning 2-0 over Germany in the semifinal in Montreal. Carly Lloyd converted a penalty kick in the 69th minute.
I remained focused on what I needed to do, and it was a PK that, you know, I needed to sink, and my teammates were, you know, graciously waiting for me to sink that, so it was great.
She assisted on Kelly O'Hara's first international goal. England and defending champs Japan play tonight for the right to play the Americans in Sunday's championship game in Vancouver. The United States and Cuba have agreed to open embassies in each other's capital cities after more than a half century of hostilities. President Obama is scheduled to announce that agreement today. The U.S. Embassy in Havana is scheduled to reopen later this month. Well, financial markets trading higher. Asian markets closed higher. The Nikkei in Japan up nearly 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed up more than 1%. And U.S. futures contracts also higher this morning. This is NPR. Police in the Indonesian city of Medan say they have recovered the bodies of more than 140 people after yesterday's plane crash there. Michael Sullivan has more from Thailand.
The Indonesian Air Force says there were 122 people on board the plane, both military personnel and family members. There were no survivors. The rest of the dead are believed to be people in the residential neighborhood where the C-130 Hercules went down shortly after takeoff on Tuesday. An Air Force spokesman said the plane had been in service for more than 50 years. Witnesses say they saw flames and smoke coming from the aircraft shortly before it crashed. Authorities say the pilot told the control tower he needed to return to the airport because of engine trouble. The plane crashed as he was attempting to do so. Indonesia has a sketchy civil aviation safety record, and its military has had a number of crashes recently as well. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Progress is being made on a wildfire in Wenatchee, Washington State. Firefighters say the blaze has burned 4 square miles on the north side of the city. Firefighter Todd Light says they're making sure, though, that the sections where they've already put out that fire don't rekindle.
We've got several strike teams of engines. We're working on mopping up this hillside in the area here, make sure we don't get a rekindle, and then making sure the fire stays within the current containment lines we have.
At least 2 dozen houses have been destroyed, but officials say it's now 47% contained. That's up from just 10% Tuesday morning. Firefighters officials warned, though, that hot, dry weather for the July 4th holiday could cause more problems. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.